Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day, another golden opportunity you have given us to go into your word. We ask today, Lord God, that you will bless us in your word. Help us to comprehend your word and to discern the truth from the false. We're so very grateful that you're here with us, because your word said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So once again, thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the midst of us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we will give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for another blessed day. Tonight we are on part two, Spiritualist, Reincarnation, Divine Judgment, Eternal Progress, and Miracles. And we have been talking about what the spiritualists teach and believe on these subjects here. And we was looking at it. We look at first witnesses to what the spiritualist has to say, and these witnesses refute it from the Bible. They refuted what the spiritualist had to say. And I've told y'all before that when you go on the website or their website searching up different things that they say, they even go as far as to say that they are continuing with the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are the type of person, and to be honest with yourself, that you know you don't study the Word of God, you notice about yourself your interest is not there in the things of God, but you claim to be a Christian, well, chances are you're set up to be deceived, because you may be in the group of many or some who think just because people use certain words as Jesus and God and Christian that they are supported by the true living God. And you're going to come to find out that they're not. Amen. And another reason why I had been doing these series is to see whether this religion who claims God, but we found out what kind of God they're talking about is a creative force. I wanted to see whether what they teach and believe lines up with the Bible. And so far, we found out that it doesn't. If it doesn't line up with the Bible or the Word of God, period, you don't have to accept it. I advise you not to accept it. Because the only true truth is the Word of God. Nothing else. Everything else, especially a man or the devil, can be refuted, can fail, can fall, can lose its grip, but not the Word of God. And I want you to remember that as we go on and continue on in this series. My goal is not to be tooting my own horn, but to glorify Jesus. And my goal is also for those who are listening who may be spiritualists. I pray that the Holy Ghost get a hold of you and reveal the truth. My goal is perhaps to those of you who are Christians, that you may learn and see how to minister to those who are in spiritism and how to be able to stand firm on the Word of God concerning truth. My goal is that I hope that you would see from the Word of God standpoint that the Word of God helps you to discern between the true and the false. You understand what I'm saying? And so that is my goal. My goal is to give the gospel of Jesus Christ to all that are listening. That is my goal. Amen. And I'm determined to finish that goal by the help of the Lord Jesus Christ today. I want to reiterate again, I thank God for all you that have been praying for me on these broadcasts. Your prayers are definitely needed. Amen. Now, we have been looking at these four things that the spiritualists have spoken on or spoken about or their teachings or belief about, which is reincarnation, divine judgment, eternal progress, and miracles. Okay? And tonight, we're going to go into second witnesses. Now, remember God's protocol of proving all things is in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And in this series, I'm going to give you five. And so this is why this series is five parts long. Tonight, we're going to look at the second witness on each one of these four subjects that refutes what the spiritualists believe and teach. Now, it's up to you, the listener, to take what you hear back to God, or it's up to you to say, that man is playing crazy. I ain't listening to him anymore. It is your choice. It is your decision. Okay? Your choice, your decision. My job is to give the word. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? So we're looking at second witnesses tonight that refutes what the spiritualists teach and believe concerning this reincarnation, divine judgment, eternal progress, and miracles. So what we're going to do, hallelujah, we're going to first start off with, once again, reincarnation. And I'm here to tell you that the spiritualists do believe in reincarnation. First, let me give you a definition once again of reincarnation. Reincarnation, known as a rebirth or transmigration, is the philosophical or religious belief that the non-physical essence of a living being begins a new life in a different physical form or body after biological death. So in other words, it's the belief that a person can die and come back as another person. And in many cases in other religions, they believe they come back as an animal or a bird, okay? or, you know, whatever. That's reincarnation. Amen? And I'm here to tell you that they believe in reincarnation. So I want to read to you again what they have to say on this to show you that they do believe in reincarnation. Now, the first thing I want to read comes from their spiritualist manual. And it's, I guess, a section that's titled Philosophy or Spiritualism. And it says, man is a spiritual being evolved from the lower forms of life through the period of consciousness to the state of the higher moral and spiritual faculties, which survive unaffected the decomposition of the physical body. So they say man evolves from what they call lower forms of life. Okay? Now, read you a little bit more of what they say on this. They said matter, being part of the creative force or energy, cannot be destroyed. It merely changes its form. Spirit, as part of the creative force, is therefore indestructible. On the death of the physical body, the spirit continues as an integral part of the spirit world. The spirit world interpenetrates this material world, but in a different dimension. In spirit life, we have a spirit body, which until we progress far enough, is a replica of our earthly body. Individuals in the spirit world remain the same individuals with the same personalities and characteristics. Individuals in the spirit world only progress through their own efforts, okay? Now, they say in spirit life, they said we have a spirit body which, until we progress far enough, is the replica of the earthly body. So they say when you progress far enough, that means that can change. You get that? What I read to you, they said in the spiritualist manual that man is a spiritual being evolving from the lower forms of life. And see, at one point, too, they believe that we, what, came up from animals. You know how, like, who was that, Darwin theory, whatever, where evolution, and where he said that monkeys was here, and, you know, monkeys start walking straight up, and then all of a sudden we come from monkeys, okay? They believe in reincarnation, people. They do. Remember, I report to you on, I think it was the series before that on spiritualism. There was one of their well-known spiritualists named Maurice. I think his name was Maurice Barbanel, who's supposed to be famous for helping millions of people with their life because of his teachings from spiritism. He went on to say he got all his information from one who was called Silver Birch. And Silver Birch supposed to be this person who lived over 3,000 years ago. I guess he, you know, where he died, and he came back as a Native American Indian, which means before, in 3,000 years ago, he was not a Native American Indian, but he come back as a Native American Indian. Reincarnation, people. They believe in that, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I showed you witness number one that refuted what they said, and that was coming from the book of Psalms, chapter 78. Those of you first-time listeners, let me encourage you, go back to listen to part one of this that I did yesterday. Now, so having said that, I want to give you a second witness that refutes the claim of reincarnation, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And let's go to Luke chapter 16. This second witness, which is Jesus, who's going to show that reincarnation is not true. Luke chapter 16, And I'm going to start at verse 19 and read to verse 29. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to verse 29. The word of God says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously in every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gates full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and see Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father. Now listen to this part. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him, send who? He telling Abraham, send the beggar to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear him, hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither would they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Now, let's notice something here in this, what Jesus gave here. Think about this. Because the rich man said, Abraham, send the beggar. Send him. Now, the beggar, remember we read, both of them died. So the beggar's dead, okay? According to physical life, he's dead. And so the rich man said, send him back there. Send him in so he can, quote, warm my brethren. Now think on this for a moment. If one after death is able to come back in this dimension, why was the beggar not sent back? Because see, that's not set up in God's plan. You're not gonna return you're not gonna return. Once you have died and go on to the afterlife completely, there is no coming back. Okay? So if reincarnation was true, when the rich man would have made this reply or this request, I put it that way, then Abraham would have, quote, what? Sent him back. If this was in the plan of God, a reincarnation. But he didn't. Why? Because it's not in the plan of God. Amen. Reincarnation is not of God. You get what I'm saying? I put it to you plain. It is not of God. Understand that. Glory be to God. Because once you are dead, you're not going to evolve to come back into this dimension. You can forget that. You're not coming back as another person, just like that silver birch cap person I told you about, which ain't nothing but a demon spirit. You're not coming back as another person. You're not coming back as an animal, okay? That's not in the plan of God. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look at the second thing, divine judgment, okay? And let's start off here once again, just like we did in part one yesterday. Let's define the word divine, and let's define the word judgment. Now, divine judgment. The word divine means proceeding directly from God or is a God. Proceeding directly from God or is a God. The word judgment from Webster, number one, means the final judging of humankind by God. It also means a divine sentence or decision. Okay. A godly sentence. So God is involved, okay? Glory be to God. Now, once again, we want to look at what the spiritualist has to say, you know, on this subject here, glory be to God, about divine judgment. And I'm here to tell you, they do not believe concerning divine judgment. They don't believe it. Now, let me give you what they said here, once again, in their philosophy of spiritualism, spiritualist manual. This was even dated 1940. It says, good deeds springing from a good heart have a creative force in building pleasant abodes in spirit life. And conversely, the sinful, get this, create their own unhappy habitations. The wicked must compensate for their evil deeds here or hereafter and attain a state of justice before they are prepared to enter upon the path which leads to spiritual happiness and progression. Now, notice I didn't read nothing about once they die, they face any judgment from God. Notice that. They also said, the spiritualist says, compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on the earth. They said, as you sow, so shall you reap. That is in the Bible. The compensatory or retributive effects of this law operate now. They do not wait until life in the spirit world. Now, notice once again, you didn't hear me read nothing to you about them saying about God giving judgment or divine judgment or judgment that come from God, because they don't believe. In fact, in another one of their sites I saw, they even say that in the afterlife, you judge yourself, okay? You get that. So they don't believe in divine judgment, okay? And when you look on their sites and they talk about continuing the teaching of Jesus Christ, you have to really look close at what they're saying. People, don't be deceived by this. You have to look real close at what they're saying. Because I saw some stuff on there where they was twisting the words of the Lord Jesus. So just because people throw up the name Jesus, don't be fooled into thinking that they believe in Jesus Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus, because that's not true, okay? So God doesn't want you to be deceived, and I definitely don't want you to be deceived. Now, let's look at another second witness that shows that God, there is going to be divine judgment. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to look at verse 5, and then we're going to look at verse 17 and 18. 1 Peter chapter 4. Okay. Glory to God. People, we got to, oh, my God, I wish I could express the importance of studying the word and searching, you know, things out. I wish I could express the importance of that to many people, because there are people that just don't think it's needful. Now, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 5 says, now, it says, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? Now, from the Bible, who does the scripture talks about that's going to judge the quick and the dead? God, okay? Now, notice the quick and the dead. The quick means the living. Now, there's two folds in dealing with living there. He's talking about those that have life, spiritual life, according to Christ, being born again. And then he's talking about those who are physically living. And then the dead, once again, twofold, those that are spiritually dead, who are not born again, or those that are physically dead. So God is going to judge all. Okay, you see that. Now look at verse 17 and 18 to conclude it. He said, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Do you see that? He said judgment have to begin. He didn't say judgment, that's going to be the only place going to begin. So it's going to begin with the, quote, professing believers, and it's going to end with the sinners. Divine judgment from who? From God. He that is able to what? To judge the quick and the dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So people, there's divine judgment. Okay? Don't accept these teachings that's telling you that you're going to judge yourself when you die. Don't accept that. Because that didn't come from, ain't nowhere near no truth. That didn't come from the mouth of God. I don't care what religion claiming God. If the true word of God doesn't back up what they say, take it and throw it in the garbage can, people. Because these teachings will set you on a course to hell. Straight to hell, okay? Amen. Because the goal of these teachings by Satan and man is to get you to deny Christ completely, to not accept anything he did or anything he says. Well, guess what? If you do that, what you got? I tell you what you got. Nothing. Because there is no help for you if you deny Jesus Christ. No help. I don't care how famous you was on this earth. I don't care if you were the strongest man, the smartest man, or what some of them want to judge as the most handsome man. I don't care. Without Jesus Christ, hear my words completely. You don't stand a chance, okay? You can forget it. Cancel it, okay? Jesus. And what's amazing, how some of us as believers, for the sake of what we want to call love and peace, we're going to, quote, tolerate these teachings because we're telling people, well, you know, God said love everybody and we got to show love. If showing that love of God means accepting these teachings and tolerating it, then God has no right to get on anybody about sinning. Do you hear what I'm saying? He would have no right. See, sometimes people, we're not thinking. We're not thinking. We're throwing up the love thing to accept abomination, iniquity, wickedness, doctrines that is not of God, and talking about we're going to tolerate it because that's showing the love of God. No, that ain't. No, that's not. These teaching that tells us that Jesus can't save and Jesus didn't die and Jesus didn't roll, hadn't rose and the doctrine of Christ is not true and all that. And we're talking about tolerating this for the sake of love. Jesus, help us. We didn't got this love thing so mixed up. It is pitiful. And I know the devil in the corner just laughing at us and calling us fools. Oh, you fools. You're playing into my hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the third thing. And this third thing, once again, eternal progress. This is where the spiritualist says that, glory to God, eternal progress is open to human soul. Eternal progress is open to every human soul. Wow. Now, once again, let me read to you what they says on that thing. Glory to God. They said every human soul born into life as a child of God, and the opportunity for development will at some time be realized and taken advantage of by each one. Spiritualism proclaims the doorway to reformation. Now, we know reformation is dealing with change. The doorway to reformation is never, never, ever closed against any soul here or hereafter. Wow. They also goes on to say, every human spirit has the power to progress in wisdom and love. The rate of progress is directly proportional to the desire for mental and spiritual understanding. Each spirit always has the opportunity to reform and to deal with the wrong things it had done in the past. Did you hear that? Now this is even in the afterlife. Prove it to you. Once again, and something that they said I read to you earlier. I want you to hear this. They say good deeds springing from a good heart have a creative force in building pleasant abodes in spirit life. And conversely, the sinful create their own unhappy habitations. The wicked, now listen to this closely, must compensate for their evil deeds here or hereafter and attain to a state of justice before they are prepared to enter upon the path which leads to spiritual happiness and progression. Did you hear that? So even in the, quote, afterlife, the spirit of man can progress. Now, remember, I brought you witness number one from Revelation 22 yesterday, where the angel told John the Revelator this. He said, and here's the thing. He said, that which is righteous shall be righteous. They that is righteous shall be righteous still. They that are filthy shall be filthy still. So, in other words, in this probation, living here on earth, if you were righteous and you die and go into the hereafter, you are righteous still. If you have been wicked on this earth and you die in your wickedness and you go into the hereafter, guess what? You remain wicked. You remain filthy. It ain't no you going into the hereafter and all of a sudden you're going to go to what they call a place, a state of justice, and then go to a place where you be able to progress and go to a place of spiritual happiness. That ain't happening, people. That's not happening. Amen. Eternal progress. Glory to God. Notice once again, no talking about no divine judgment from God in that. So think about it. Think for a minute. Let's think concerning the wicked here for a minute. Because why should you even, if that be the case, why should you even thinking about being righteous or wicked or either one while you're here on this earth? But think for the wicked for a minute. If that was true, and the wicked got word of this especially, oh, man, they'll do more and more wicked stuff. Why? Because I ain't got to pay for it. Okay, yeah, I'm going to die. But when I go into the afterlife, hey, I'm just going to come to a state of justice, and after that, I'm going on to happiness. You get that? So why should they even think about doing right? Huh? If you ain't going to face no divine judgment, and then you're going to go into the afterlife, okay, and you're going to go to a state of justice, but after that, you're going to progress to a state of happiness, please, come on, people. Let's open our eyes on this. Now, let's look at a second witness that refused this. Let's go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. And I'm going to read verse 28 and 29. John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29.
Now, look what Jesus said about the resurrection. Now, we're talking about eternal progress now. So they're saying that once you, go into afterlife, the soul can progress, okay? And Jesus let us know through his angel in Revelation 22 that you come from this life into the after, into the hereafter, whatever condition you was in this life, and you go to the hereafter, that's the condition you in, okay? Ain't no getting that bloop, bloop change or going through some progression or anything like that. Now, look at John chapter 5, verse 28-29. Look what the word of God says. It says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Hear whose voice? The voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, especially look at the evil part, okay? Look at the evil part especially. Now, if they were to progress or change in the afterlife, like the spiritualists and them teaching, why is they declared still to be evil? Now, think about that for a minute. Remember, this is the resurrection. The resurrection is the reuniting of the spirit and soul with the body. That's people in the resurrection are those that have died. And now their spirit and soul is reuniting with his body. Well, that case, look what Jesus said. There are those who will be, righteous and resurrected, and those that are evil. Resurrected to what? What are they going to be resurrected to? Well, let's look back at there and see. They'll be resurrected unto damnation. Oh, I thought they were going to be resurrected to happiness. No. No, people. I'm good Lord. You know, the devil is doing, I ain't trying to praise the devil, but he's doing a big job on twisting stuff. And see, he gets many people. Why? Because people is not studying. They're not searching out nothing. They just going on. You know, some people, there are some people you could just get them just to believe whatever you say. If you're a good, great talker, smooth talker, charismatic-like type talker and all this stuff, you can get people, a lot of people to believe you a long way. Why? Because they are not, listen, most of them is not going to search up what you say anyhow. You got to really, really say something really out of the way, okay? And I mean really, really out of the way. You can say some stuff out of the way and they go, I don't know. You go talk a little bit more, you'll convince them. But you got to say something really to the really, really out of the way for them to go, oh, man, wait a minute. But other than that, they're not going to search up anything. And that's why we got so much deception going on today. And it's going to continue on until Christ comes. A lot of church folks being deceived by smooth talkers who's saying stuff that is ungodly, and they're going for what? Because they're getting people, especially, who do not search the scriptures, who do not spend no time studying the word of God. They're getting those kind of people, okay? And it's sad to say that so many Christians have went on this mindset that searching the scriptures is not important. And what they're doing is they're saying, well, I'm a child of God. God loves me. I ain't got to worry about nothing. He's going to keep me. So you didn't put everything on God. You ain't got to do a thing. Yeah, because that's the mentality I come across with certain Christians have carried concerning getting in the Word of God. They think they don't have to do a thing. Besides maybe show up to Sunday school or preacher service and then go back home and what? Do what you want to do. Shake to the left, shake to the right, break dance, whatever, smoke drugs, do all that, okay? Just get ready for service next Sunday, okay? I know some of y'all think I'm being far-fetched, but that's the truth. Amen. Now, let's look at the fourth and final thing. Thank you, Jesus. And it's dealing with miracles, okay? And once again, I want to give you a definition of the word miracle. The word miracle means an extraordinary event manifesting divine interventions in human affairs. So in other words, God intervening in human affairs. Well, I'm here to tell you once again that they do not believe, quote, in the miracles. They do not believe in God intervening in human affairs. I'm talking about the true and living God now. I ain't talking about this creative force stuff they talking about. We ain't talking about that. Okay? You hear that? Let me read to you once again what they had to say on that. They says from their book called Spiritualist Manual. They says, miracle means something done in defiance of natural law. Therefore, there are no miracles. The demonstration you speak of can be manifest today by our sensitives. Who are they sensitives? The mediums. By the application of perfectly natural forces when necessary conditions for such manifestations are provided. So they say, hey, this kind of stuff y'all talking about that this God does in intervening in human affairs, oh, our mediums do that. Well, once again, part of a series before, I talked to you about what mediums do. Mediums use witchcraft power, okay? They can't perform the way, now get this, the devil is a copycat, but he cannot bring forth a true miracle like the Lord can. He can't do that. But see, when it comes to the true and living God intervening in human affairs, they don't believe that. They don't, miracles, Now, they got, if I'm not mistaken, they got different churches establishment, you know, different churches, and some say, well, we believe this and all that stuff, but when you look at all of them completely, they come around to the same circle, and they don't line up with the word of the Lord. Amen. They don't line up with the word of God. Now, y'all hear me doing this broadcast, y'all, you know, hear me do it, but I want to also encourage you to search, seek, to meditate, to read with the intention of learning. That's what studying dealing with. I'm encouraging you all to do this because this is part of your training of your human spirit, because you got to train your spirit. And this is one of the ways we train our spirit is through studying the word of God. But also, in these last days, the ones that are going to be anchored and able to stand the onslaught and the movement of the enemy is those that's going to be rooted. And they are going to be ones where the word of God is in them. Now, once again, you got so many people out there thinking that God is supposed to do everything and they do nothing. Yeah. Sometimes people, it makes my heart grieve. My heart is sad and becomes heavy because I have talked to different people through the years. I've asked them things that's, I should say, the milk of the word of God. Something, quote, I may say maybe be simple. And they look at me like I'm crazy. You know, like, well, what you talking about? What you saying? You know? And then when you further talk to them, I listen to the lack of concern for their behalf, on their behalf to get in the word of God. I see the lack of importance. I hear the lack of importance in their words. And I'm not saying all of them that tell me that is being low down people. They just actually, you know, just think that, hey, it ain't important. Because you got some people, they want to leave everything up to the ministry. So they think that the ministry, if anybody's supposed to know the word, is them, because they got to get up behind the pulpit. Yeah, people. There are people who carry that mentality, okay, in thinking that. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now, let's look at a witness on that. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Looking at miracles. Acts chapter 19. And remember, yesterday I gave you Hebrews 13:8. We said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So in all three tenses, when you're dealing with time here in this dimension, you deal with three tenses, past, present, and future. And in Hebrews 13:8, we're told that Jesus is the same in all three tenses. Okay. Excuse me. Now, if that being the case, that means that whatever Jesus done in the past, he'll do it in the present. And whatever he done in the past and the present, he'll do it in the future. Now, if anything should make you dance in your kitchen, is when I said that. To know you can apply this to miracles. You ain't got to be, you know, some people, they always throwing up, well, you know, that was back in the biblical day. For example, I'm going to say this before I go into the scripture. So for example, if you want to look at a strange reaction, tell most of these people, let me get more specific. Tell a lot of these church folks, say, hey, this woman just had a baby. Oh, she did? Yeah. She's 65 years old. And listen to what they say. Oh, no, she had to be fit. They had to give her some kind of fertility drug. They had to do that. And ain't no way. And then, get this, when you turn around and say, but hey, wasn't Sarah in the Bible, wasn't she 90? Watch, listen to what they tell you. Well, yeah, that was back in the biblical days. How many of y'all heard that phrase? That was back in the biblical days. So I asked them, what day are we living in now? Ain't it biblical? But see, what I'm saying is they want to put everything in the past. But remember, the scripture says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did in the past, he can do in the present. And what he done in the past and doing in the present, he can do it when? In the future. Glory to God. Like I said, if anything should have made you cut a rug in the kitchen is when I said something like that. I know some of y'all could think of some things that you're going through and something happening and look like all doors is closed. You understand? All doors is closed. Hey, you try to step out to the left, to the right. You try to do something because you know we're supposed to step out by faith. But understand this. There are going to be some things in your Christian walk that I don't care what you try to do, you're not going to be able to contribute. It's going to take a miracle, an intervention from God in that situation. See, understand this. Now, we're supposed to exercise our faith, to step out by faith, okay? And I'm not speaking against that. But you're going to find that there are some things in your Christian walk that your hand's going to be tied. It ain't going to be nothing you're going to be able to do. That's when that calls for a miracle. Because when this miracle come to pass, you ain't going to be able to explain it with logic. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't going to be able to come up, well, I went down to the bank. No. When the bank tell you no and everybody else telling you no and saying your credit looks so bad, it looked like it got so many bullet holes shot in it that you don't stand a chance of getting a new house. And all of a sudden you get this house. Guess what? It ain't going to be that you're going to be able to say, well, you know, my credit was good. No. See, there are some things in your life that God sets you up for a miracle. Now, look at Acts 19:11. It says, And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. That means he used Paul. He worked through Paul. Did some miracles. Some intervention. God stepped in, used Paul, and the power of God working through him stepped in and intervened in human affairs. That's God's power. Wasn't no mediums, okay? God wasn't using demonic power for intervention, okay? Let's get that straight. You know, we got to set the record straight on here. Amen. And the church, we sitting up there, knees bulking, shaking together, hiding our head in the sand like the ostrich, jumping in the corners where it's dark, while the devil's sticking his chest out, rearing his head more, and guess what? Leading souls to hell while we sitting up in the corner just hiding. Yeah, that's what we're doing. The church right now, well, let me put it more specifically and straight. The body of Christ right now in this nation, not only just in the world, but in this nation, should be having a bigger voice than what we have now. People, I look at us in this nation. When you want to rate the size of a voice, my God, I look at us and I say, I have to say sometimes, where we at? You know, the world raises voice. The world tell you straight out. Many of them tell you, I don't believe in your God. They do just like Pharaoh. I don't know your God. Why should I honor him? I don't know him. They tell you with a mean look and a crack coming down the middle of their forehead. Lips stuck out, teeth shaking. I don't know your God. Why I have to listen to him? And what we do? We go run in the corner. And what they do? They go out and say, see there? That's how they are. No Christian. They ain't nothing but chickens. You say boo to them. They take off running. Well, people, guess what? That's what we've been showing. We should be having a bigger voice in this country than we have. And like I said, now it got to a point I look around and say, where we at? Where we at? Even the nations many times start asking, where is the church? What the church have to say? And so when they ask that question, what the church got to say, who do you think they're talking about? They talking about, now they talking about who? The Roman Catholic Church. Uh-oh. Brother Nate, did you say that? Yes, I did. Not the body of Christ now. Now when they say, we need to hear from the church, who you mostly seeing they putting up on the news saying something on it? The Pope. Okay? Amen. And whatever he says to them is word of stone. Okay? Amen. Well, people, listen. I got to be honest with you about it. Ain't no need to lie about it. Okay? We didn't do too much of that as it is. We got to be honest about it. When they said, where's the church? Oh, man. What the church had to say? And so the Pope get up there and say, I'm the spokesman for the church. In other words, I go deeper than that. I am God. I speak. And so what did everybody do? They just, remember that commercial years ago when E.F. Hutton talks, what? People listen. So what happened? They put the Pope on TV, come up there to that little old window and start talking. All them folks down there and all that for the stuff. They would even interrupt your commercials or interrupt your movies on regular TV. Some of y'all watching soap operas. Now you got mad. Here, we're cutting in with a message. The Pope has to say this and that. And cut you. And you, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, people, we got to be honest about it. Amen. Ain't no need to lie about it. We got to be real about it. The spiritualists, once again, they're recruiting their people. They're recruiting their people. And these religions are lifting up their voice. And guess what? This nation is supporting them. Yeah. Because things are shaping up like the Word of God has showed us, that the number one that is going to be fought against is the true belief in Jesus Christ. And the people that's going to be really, really, really persecuted is those who call themselves followers of Christ or Christians, true Christians. Because these other organizations that call themselves a Christian, you finna see the truth about them. you finna really see the truth about them. So they say, oh, we got our own version of Christianity. Okay, well, you finna see it. You finna see it, I promise you. Hold on. Because some of y'all know, some of y'all thinking like, bro, this Brother Nate, he just is so far-fetched and be talking all this kind of stuff. I just had to quit listening to him because he be making up stuff. Okay, if you think I'm making it up, I'm not worried about it. Keep living. You're going to see it.
many of these organizations that call themselves Christians, you're going to see the true mask cool off. You're going to hear what they think, what they believe, what they practice, and what they tell you that's okay. And some of y'all are going to be going, wait a minute, I thought a Christian was supposed to do that. But see, they're going to tell you it's okay. Then what you going to do then? Join them and start excusing it? Well, I'm here to tell you, God is not excusing. I thank God for strength, blessing me to do the broadcast, to do what he had me to do. I thank God for it, people. Hey, listen, is that glory? As I told you, and me and my brother, Brother Robert, when Brother Robert was living, we told you, coming on the broadcast is not easy. Now, I ain't trying to glorify the devil or toot my own horn, but I'm letting you know it takes some pressing on. Talk about these particular things that we're talking about. You have to be covered. You have to constantly cover yourself, constantly come against the forces of darkness, because I'm telling y'all, this subject right here, as well as others to come, Satan does not want this to be talked about. Because why? There are such deep works of Satanism and evil power in the working of these religions that when the word of God is put to it, it pulls the cloak off. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It pulls the cloak off. Remember the old Wizard of Oz, you know, and remember when they thought that the Great Wiz was a Great Wiz, and then what? Little Toto went back there and pulled the curtain where they found out it was a regular human man doing that stuff. Well, that's how it is. When you apply the word to this, and the word exposes, okay, this thing, and show that this thing is evil, satanic, and not of God. Amen. Then Satan really hates that. I tell you, the devil said, wait a minute now. See, certain stuff he don't, quote, in a sense, countermine you fool with. But when you going on some stuff where he has a strong, strong hold in there, and you are unraveling, then he wants to rear his head. So this is why I give glory to God for giving me strength in my body to even do these broadcasts, okay? The Lord said the same. This coming December will be 5 years we've been on, okay? And I have been on the broadcast. Now when you look at it, I'm on 7 days a week, all 7 days. One time just doing, you know, maybe six or five, but I'm on 7 days. Okay, this work of the Lord is in my life, people. This is in my life. This is my life is more than just going to hunter engineering and cutting steel on a saw. Okay, see, as some of us as Christians, we have elevated our physical life way over the spiritual life. Now, I know some of you may say, well, you know, there are those who have done the opposite. Yes, that's true, because Christ talks about a balance. But I guarantee you, if I had to put a scale up there and say what has been done the worst, I guarantee you that more so-called believers have elevated their physical life over the spiritual than their spiritual over the physical. Now, I ain't tell you there ain't some believers that haven't put up the spiritual way more spiritual and no earthly good. I'm not telling you that some haven't done that. But I'm telling you, I personally, what I've seen with people and do believe that physical life is the one that exalted way, way above the spiritual. Now, the spiritual life is supposed to be more important now. Don't get this wrong. Let's not miss it. But God called for a balance. We're supposed to have a spiritual life and an earthly life here. It's supposed to be balanced. But many of us have lifted up the earthly life. Why? Because look at what we're seeking.
We seek more of the natural riches, money, as we, many of us have said, we want to be comfortable. We seek after all that. But when it comes to the work of God, we slacks. We slack bad. Some of us don't even want to participate. Some of us don't even want to go on missionary work on the morning. We go one time, get a door slammed in our face, we done, okay? That's it, I'm done. When we come to you again, say, hey, brother, we going out on missionary work again Saturday. Oh, okay, I got something to do. Y'all go ahead, God bless. And then we don't hear from you anymore, period. And now every time we come by your house looking for you, you ain't there. Well, you ain't there on purpose. That's why, because you know we coming. So you say, hey, I might well not be there. So why? Your excuse could be all the time. Well, you know, I was out doing and I had to do. So right now, I'm doing all what I can do on this broadcast because, like I told you, the time going to come that the true believers are going to be denied access to the internet, the TV, radio, you name it. But it ain't going to stop footwork, okay? See, the broadcast is not here to totally replace footwork. In other words, it is not here to totally replace you going door to door. So especially when I need to go out, need to go visit someone, carry the word of God to someone, I'm not going to just use this broadcast all the time and say, hey, if you want to know, hear me on the broadcast. There are people you're going to have to go to, okay? There's doors you're going to have to go to, okay? So this broadcast, Blog Talk Radio, is just part of it, people. It's not all of it. It's just part of it, amen? And I am looking in the future for God to send me to more places, okay? But in the meanwhile, I'm doing what I'm doing now on this broadcast, bringing the word to you. And just like God had told the elders in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel chapter 44, he told the elders to teach my word that the people may know the difference between the clean and the unclean. And this is why I'm giving this word to you, so you can know the difference between the clean and the unclean, okay? The holy and the profane. Because everything that's put up there with God's name on it ain't clean, okay? And these religions will have you to think that it is. And if you don't search stuff out, you're going to start thinking it is. Because what? A lot of this stuff, if you notice, besides being demonic, that the religion gives, you got some that cater to your flesh. Like you got some of these religions believing in having a whole bunch of wives, okay? All they're doing is catering to a man's flesh. Okay, but at the same time, open them up for curses, sexually transmitted disease, curses, you name it. Okay, amen, hallelujah. So I just thank God, you know, for this day, and I thank God for the miracles he finna do. Ooh, glory. God finna do miracles. You know what? He finna do miracles in my life. Oh, yeah, it's some things right now that I've been encountering that I have tried to do, and my hands are tied. I know that's setting up for a miracle. No doubt. It's setting up for a miracle, people. God is going to perform this miracle, okay? And even people around me that were shaking their head and saying, oh, man, he don't even stand a chance. He can't get it. Ain't going to work and not happening. When God do this miracle, you might have to give them a towel to put it over their mouth because they're going to be sitting wide open like, oh, amen. Some of y'all today is looking for a healing miracle. Thank God for doctors, but doctors ain't God. Doctors and told you, say, hey, that's it for you. Ain't no cure for it. We give you this medicine. You said, doc, how long? Doc said, for the rest of your life. And you going, wait a minute. And most of this medicine you taking got so many side effects, man, it's just making you go bonkers. You feeling, you know, in many cases, you feeling worse than you were before you took the medicine. Can I get amen? Oh, okay. Well, some of y'all don't want to raise your hand, but there's some of y'all that will be raising your hand. You'd be like, amen. You know, you have felt worse taking the stuff than you were when you weren't taking. You looking for a healing miracle. Guess what? God is going to do that healing miracle. Ooh, he going to have that devil. That devil going to be so mad then. When the devil gets so mad, he going to start whining and crying because there ain't nothing he can do. Okay? Because of this miracle that God is going to bring to pass. Glory be to God. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. Amen? Because that word is precious. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, once again, Lord God, you have blessed us on this day, on this broadcast, and you have shown yourself to be God. Now, Lord, I pray that everyone that was listening, Lord God, that you would touch them by your spirit. And, Lord God, that, Father, that you revealed unto them the truth. I pray that they would have a heart to seek your face about what they heard. In the name of Jesus. Lord, get a hold of that spiritualist heart right now and begin to reveal the truth unto them in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, I just thank you. And, Lord, I give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget the Lord say the same tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, part 3, Spiritualist, Reincarnation, Divine Judgment, Eternal Progress, Miracles. Looking at the third witness tomorrow night, look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. And I am just so thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's doing because, people, I'm telling you, I got to give glory to my God. Okay, because there's nobody but the Lord who have strengthened me and held me up during this time. Okay, nobody but the Lord. There was times that it felt like I've been turned loose of the rope, and every time my hand started to slip, he touched my body, gave me some strength. Ooh, I gripped that rope hard, pulled it back up. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.